The other night, I was in downtown Orlando, not for dinner or to have a drink, but to talk to a group of people who spend their nights on the porch of a church on the corner of Pine Street. As girls in high heels tottered by on the way to bars and SUVs with tinted windows hummed past, 20 men and women holding sleeping bags and scant belongings settled in for the night on the cold concrete. "We might as well be invisible," one man told me as he watched people walk by, awkwardly averting their gazes from the depressing scene. This is homelessness in downtown Orlando. Every night, some 15 people sleep out here because our city's shelters are full, or because the homeless can't afford to pay the $5 to $9 per night it costs to stay in the shelter. That's right, in Orlando, even the homeless have to pay rent, so those without money have to sleep where they can. The homeless say that neither city government nor its residents seem to care much about them, even though many of them help build the environment we live in. One man I talked to, for instance, is a mason who worked on the Amway Arena. Another did electrical work on the initial phases of Baldwin Park. Now they have no jobs, no homes, and no money to pay the fee to stay in a shelter. These men and women are residents of the city. Many have paid their taxes and contributed to the social safety net that's supposed to be there when the going gets tough. Where is that safety net now that they need it? That's a good question.